Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. You ever listen to talk radio or cable news when the panel starts to argue? The voices become an unsettling wall of noise, and most of us change the channel in seconds. It just wears me out. Well, think about that. If we're annoyed by talking heads shouting over politics, imagine the unsettledness of those with cognitive issues engaging in or listening to an argument. When dealing with someone with an impairment, all kinds of subjects fly into the conversation. From seeing things that aren't there to recalling things inaccurately, it remains pointless, however, to argue when cognitive decline is present. Even in the presence of brilliant oratory, the impairment still wins. Rather than pointlessly escalate blood pressure, tensions quickly diffuse when assuring instead of arguing. Being right is a poor substitute for being there. Like all of us, people with cognitive issues find themselves unsettled, but they often can't process those circumstances or problems. The human condition eventually leads every one of us into places of fear and confusion where we all desperately need assurance, despite our abilities or inabilities. Ironically, we often discover more assurance for ourselves by offering it to others in distress. Ronald Reagan once said, "Peace is not absence of conflict. It is the ability to handle conflict by peaceful means."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.